Sirius is overrated. The first time Ray and Frank had sex was in the van after a show. Gerard and Mikey had gone off with some other people, and Otter was... Actually, Ray had no idea where Otter had disappeared to. But what Ray always remembered is how Frank was glowing and grinning and sweaty and hot like burning, and how he kissed back enthusiastically when Ray backed him into a corner. When they pulled apart, Frank reached up and tapped Ray on the forehead.
Okay, so this is either brand new, and thank you, by the way, or you are a stealthy admirer, and I am clueless.
Ray kissed him again.
The stealthiest, he admitted. Give me glasses for my birthday, Frank said, and nipped at Ray's lip. So, he said brightly, sex now?
Ray dropped his head against the wall and laughed.
What? Frank demanded, mock affronted. There is a van just calling our names. Why are we wasting time?
He grabbed Ray's wrist and started pulling him toward the door. They didn't even get naked the first time, since they were too lazy to move the van, which was parked in a brightly lit lot, and they had some sense of not wanting to go to jail. When Frank climbed on top of Ray, they slid on the seat a little until a box of merch poked Ray in the side, and he yelped and jumped, and Frank ended up on the floor of the van, laughing his head off, while Ray shoved the box further over and glared at it.
I think you have sufficiently cowed the box, Frank said when he could breathe again, and Ray grabbed him.
They both hit the floor when their hand jobs and kissing coordination failed them. They curled into one another, giggling like loons, and then got back to business. They found Frank's missing shoe while they were down on the van floor, so bonus! One time, Ray was blowing Frank in a bathroom stall, and Gerard walked in. Ray didn't even hear the door, truth be told, because he was pretty focused. Frank always claimed he didn't hear it either, but given the super loud moan Frank produced right then, Ray has his doubts.
Oh my god! Gerard cried. Frank, are you guys having sex?
Duh,
Frank called back and moaned again, just for effect.
Well, stop!
Hello, rude. We were here first.
Ray choked and pulled off so he could laugh without hurting either of them.
This is the only bathroom, you assholes!
So use the bushes outside, or use the urinal. I don't care. I don't think Ray cares. Hey, do you care?
Frank asked, looking down at Ray. Ray managed a no, somewhere in the midst of all the laughter. Gerard made a disgusted noise and stormed out. Ray and Frank were still laughing a few minutes later when Mikey knocked on the bathroom door and called through it.
Zip it up, we're leaving in 5 minutes. I think Gerard's planning to leave you both here if you don't get to the van in time.
Frank looked down at his dick in dismay. Ray tucked him back into his jeans and gave Frank's fly a kiss. Later, he promised, and they headed for the van. It took them a while to get the hang of sex in the shower. They started with blowjobs, which turned out to be a good idea. Coordinating anything else would have been way too hard. The first time, Frank ended up with soap in his eyes and water up his nose. He got off his knees, jerked Ray off, and declared that if Ray was going to laugh like that, he'd better prove he could do better. Ray did. Afterward, he tried hard not to give in to smug laughter, but it was a lost cause. Frank tried to be all indignant and see if I ever blow you again, but his eyes were crossed a little, because Ray is just that good. The second time, Ray tried to give Frank helpful tips about blowing someone in the shower, but tormenting him was too great a temptation, so most of his tips were total bullshit, and Frank ended up with even more water in his nose this time. Frank wrestled Ray to the floor and pinned him there and just sat on him with his arms folded across his chest, mock pouting, until Ray promised to give him actual tips next time. Third time's the charm. Ray lost count of the number of times they got so enthusiastic that they fell off the bed while fucking. He's just grateful neither of them have hurt themselves. Bruises don't count, because then there is kissing it better and ice packs and making fun of each other for clumsiness. And giggles. Always giggles. So it's fine. They've mostly learned to start in the very center of the bed, so if they overbalance, as they often do, they land on the bed instead of taking that terrifying plunge toward the floor. Except, one time Ray was trying to be all fancy and roll them over without pulling out first, and they overbalanced and rolled several times and landed hard on the floor. Ray had the wind knocked out of him, and Frank looked a little dazed for a second before he started giggling. He buried his face in Ray's neck. Ray pinched his side, making Frank squirm and laugh harder, and then Ray found he actually could breathe, so they lay there giggling until Frank squirmed just right, and then it was on. In general, though, sex with Frank is just fun. It's never been awkward or weird. They laugh. Sometimes they get serious. For like 5 minutes. They laugh some more.
"I've never understood why some people are so serious about sex," Ray muses to Frank one night.
Frank digs his chin into Ray's chest a little when he answers.
"Neither do I. I feel like they're missing the point. I mean, when you think about it, sex is kind of ridiculous. You make weird faces. You make weird noises. Why not laugh?"
"As long as it's clear you're not mocking your partner."
"Well, no, obviously."
Frank tilts his head back up so he can look Ray in the eye.
"Just find joy where you can, right? It's not worth it if it isn't fun."
"Exactly,"
Ray says, and wraps his arms around Frank. That pretty much sums up their relationship. Ray can't help but smile. The end.